Second Perek of Amud Siyah, third Mishnah. Motzach Gafa Achar Geder. Person who found, this is not a public place, near a fence or near a different type of fence, or a different type of wall. So it's a place which is a little watched over, but not fully watched over. And what do you find? The goizelos mikusharim, little birds that are tied together by the wings. And we're talking about a case where it's normal to do that, so it's not a simen. Oh, shebishvilim shebesadus, so they were found on a path in a field, which is also once again places that are not mamash rishus rabim, but some people do go over there. So raise the ego them, don't touch them. Why not touch them? Because these are things that don't have a simen. Since they don't have a simen, if they've been rishus rabim, so the person's misyayish. Over here, it was put in a place which is a shom of mixas. So we don't have to assume that the person was misyayish, and therefore better leave it there, because if you pick it up, there's no way of returning it, because there's no simen on it. If you don't pick it up, then the bialim could come. If it would have a simen, then it's either rather pick it up, because it's achshash that it's lost, so it's better for you to pick it up. Yeah. The place can say today, if you find little things, little children's toys in the park or whatever, generally, unless you know who lost it, it's better to leave it there, because if you pick it up, no one's going to come after you. You have more of a chance of getting it back by leaving it there than picking it up. If you found a kli in a garbage dump, if it's buried there, then don't touch it, because we're concerned somebody buried it over there and he didn't lose it. Bichlal, aved is only something that's lost. If it's not lost, don't return it. If it's just sitting there, then that's the derech aved. And since anybody could come afterwards and take it, it's not watched over. You should take it in. Motze v'gal v'kleis al yashin. If you found it in a pile of rubble or an old wall, a reila shaloi, he's allowed to keep them. Why? Because over here we assume that the kaisel, the Gemara says it's a very old wall, it could be there from thousands of years ago. Yeah. Okay. It has to be found in a way that it looks like it was left there from a long time ago, and the people who lost it. Messiahish, and they never got the Gemara. The Sechshash didn't even belong to a Jew ever. Motzi b'kayis al chadash. If you found it in a new wall, which gets a situation which this was a newly built house, which today all houses are really halachically considered newly built houses. So meila. They had walls of a courtyard which had a hole going through them. So it was on the outside of it. Then you assume somebody from the Shizaram left something over there, which is a mokum, which is not mishtaber. If it doesn't have a simon, you can keep it. Some of the place in Seis Tombat case where it has a sign on it that it's been left there for a long period of time. It's already starting to get moldy or rust or whatever, which shows that the Bailam was Messiahish. But it was in the inside of it, then you can't take it because that belongs to the Baal Abayis. Either it's his, or so, even somebody left it there, his Chatzah. Yeah. Okay. If it's a house that used to rent out to other people, so the Gemara says, we're talking about, he would rent it out to goyim. Mela, the goyim that moved in the last time, if a Jew left something there before the goyim, he was messiahish, because he knows the goyim moved in there. If the goyim left it there, there's no chiyuv to return it. So mela, if you found it after these three goyim rented out the place, the finder can keep it.